I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. What a remarkable privilege it is when others allow us to enter the most difficult moments of their lives. Those moments of anguish for which there are few, if any, words. Those moments that seem unending and sometimes end badly. When it happens, thank goodness there are people who care, really care, and do their very best to comfort those who suffer. Rumi, the 13th century Persian Sunni poet, put it so beautifully. Grief can be the garden of compassion. And as we hear from this week's essayist, Steve Ryan, it's yet another privilege to bear witness to such remarkable caring.
My son, 4 years old at the time, once described his mother's job as a pediatric intensive care nurse in these words: "My mother rocks sick babies and makes them better." And while he was spared the often harrowing details of his mom's work, a daily race against time and enormous medical odds to keep gravely ill children alive and on a path to recovery, I always thought it to be the best description of her 40 years of service at Rhode Island Hospital. I believe in a child's simple grasp of the profound, capturing his mother's essence, her core, not simply the medical expertise she brought to that unit, with its complicated tubes, lines, medications, and machinery. My son's words paint a clearer picture of the countless moments during those many years when she brought a grace and humanity to the fearsome task of treating children who face the most formidable of illnesses. His succinct observation encompasses an experience why, by her sheer example, this nurse taught untested doctors and newly graduated nurses what it means to be a compassionate healer and not merely a medical professional. And while pouring all of her energy into the care of these children, my wife reserved some of that passion to assist the parents who arrived at the hospital door, drained and terrified, in navigating the maze of treatments, medicines, and sometimes unenviable choices. I recall one evening when she came home after working an extended day shift, physically and emotionally exhausted. She had spent the entire day caring for a child whose death was imminent. Before going off duty, she gently urged the mother sitting at her child's bedside to have a cup of tea, a moment of respite. The kindness was gently declined as the mother only liked her tea with lemons. Hours later, now off shift, this nurse, this healer, got up out of her own bed at midnight and drove back to the hospital to keep vigil with that grieving mom and brought her the lemons for her tea. The mother, a New York author, was so moved, she later mentioned the moment in a book she wrote about her child's brief life and eventual death. It remains one of the countless simple examples of goodness quietly performed by this extraordinary person who infused light into the very dark circumstance where children become desperately ill. I believe in my son's description of my wife, and although there were no parades or news coverage of her recent retirement, those of us who know and love her, including thousands of children and their families, remain comforted in the thought that in her life's work, she made an impact to which we should all aspire in our own.
Steve Ryan lives in Cranston with his beloved wife, Kathy, who retired recently after 40 years of service at Rhode Island Hospital. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.